Someone is slightly daring and begging for trouble. You must have nerves of steel to think you can click on my audio with whoever that is sleeping right next to you. Do you really think you'll make it till the end without waking that someone up? You do? You naughty, presumptuous boy. And may I add, how silly of you to think you'll confidently make it through. But I know you like a challenge. It must be that manly type A side of you, oddly living next to the sensitive side that I know all too well. I also know you have a little voice in you that craves getting caught, don't you? Well, rest assured, babe, I am not going to make it easy for you. Of course I'm not. And you know that, don't you? We've done enough of these together for you to know better how this is going to unfold, haven't we? You can start touching yourself however you want to, by the way. I'm feeling rather generous today. So, I could take this in different ways. I could make this audio a nice and cutesy, intimate GFE one, full of L-bombs and kisses and praise and reassuring words, and you'll get hard and a little flustered here and there, and you'll go to sleep emotionally buoyed up. But you know that's not my jam. I'm not planning on making one tonight with you, if I'm being honest. Anyway, I digress, because, more importantly, that's not what this little sinful boy is looking for at this time of night, is he? I bet you'd rather seek tags like rough, degradation, deep throating, or even breeding, because deep down, you're a filthy little whore begging for a good hard fuck, aren't you? Secretly getting off to audios behind someone's back. What kind of nasty porn freak would jerk off to another woman's voice with his partner sleeping next to him? All while fantasizing about a good, proper fuck for once. I mean, do you even respect that person right there? I bet you get excuses half the time when you're in the mood. Maybe a half-hearted handjob or blowjob, if you're lucky. You'd probably be more forgiving if a proper pounding ever took place in the first instance. You know, the type of hard pounding that gets us all fucking sweaty and breathless. When I get to use every inch of your body at my leisure and make you worship every hole that I have. But with me, you would have no fucking clue what I'm gonna make that cock of yours do next. I give you variety. I remind you of your place, right there, by my side, begging me to take off your underwear to reveal that bulge for me to play with. Because you like showing me how hard I can make that dick feel, don't you? My favorite cum-flavored lollipop, which I enjoy throating whenever I want to. Or maybe just milking that needy, throbbing cock of yours until it can desperately no longer hold it. Marking my filthy body with my favorite reward. Your big load of cum all over me. Does your partner know how you discreetly put those headphones on? Or how you rage at Soundgasm for not having a dark mode? How my voice reveals your dirtiest fantasies, which deserve to be explored and lived out in the open. Well, at least in here. I bet you think audios aren't cheating. Well, answer this one, darling. Who makes you come the hardest? That person right there? Or this nymphomaniac cum whore? I think we both know the answer to that one. Can't find a first-rate fuck with a second-rate filthy mind, can you? If I asked you right now, who owns that dick at this very moment, what would you say, babe? Whose little plaything and fuck toy are you? That's right, mine. I want you to whisper it out loud, my dear. Come on, can't you risk this for me? Good boy. And whose common orgasm is this? Out loud, come on. Don't cheat on me, just whisper it. Good boy. And tell me, whose little fuck toy are you? That's right. Mine. My little fuck toy. Tonight, you're my shameful cheating whore. Because I own you at this present moment, don't I? And don't you forget that, babe. So, how does it feel when I come close to you and start whispering in your ear? You have no idea how much I want you. I can't get enough of you and your cock. I want to see how big and strong you can be for me. And I love the sounds you make when I hear you growl and grunt as you fuck me hard. Look how I've gotten your full attention just with those whispers right there. I bet it got you even harder than the little telling off I gave you before. So, you're still awake. Maybe a bit fatigued, but... mostly needy and aching to be touched, right? I guess that's why you're with your phone in bed at this ungodly hour. Because the other person here, doesn't always show your sexual appetite, do they? I presume your partner just isn't always available to make you tingle quite like I do. But how am I going to get you off? I guess you're gonna have to trust me, babe. Oh boy, you know you're gonna have to keep that fast, ferocious stroking in check this time. Otherwise, it's just gonna make too much hustle and tussle, and I wouldn't want to wake up your sweet, innocent partner. So, your headphones are all you have, my dear. All you need now. Trust me. It's gonna be that easy. And that's okay, because I can lean in and whisper the dirtiest things in your ear. I'll give you what you need, you dirty little whore. My slutty hands firmly cupping your balls while I tongue and lick your big, hard cock, looking up at you with my big doe eyes. Teasing you until you writhe and buck and beg to pound me like the cheap little slut that I am. And I'm here. It's just the two of us now. Our dirty little secret time as we both know it. I need to know, though, did you do it on purpose? Stay awake just to listen to me? What is it that you think you'll get out of this, Just a quick jerk and come before going to sleep? The one that puts you right into the hands of Morpheus for the next few hours? Or are you looking for that physical and mental orgasm and the proper humiliating shaming you never get from anyone else? Or maybe it's just that you want to be treated like the depraved pervert you secretly crave to be in your very own bedsheets. I bet your partner can't quite see you like I do. Desperate, needy, and a bottom bitch that begs to be teased and used by a nasty whore like me. The kind of fuck that's raw and primal, but also lovingly intimate. I bet that bed of yours hasn't been through the rough pounding the two of us would have given it. nor have the bedsheets been covered by the streams of juices and cum from the never-ending foreplay. And I just love making you sweat and drip in agony, longing for that hard-fought mercy fuck to liberate you from your urges. I bet you crave having me ride your dick like on a primetime porn. I bet that throbbing dick wants to feel a bit more than what you've been doing until now. And I'm trying to imagine what you look like, trying to jerk yourself off as quietly and discreetly as possible. Are you red in the face? Trying not to grunt or create too much shaking? Or are you just stroking that little needy spot as fast as you dare? Making tiny movements, breathing shallowly, and flexing everything to try and create the tension your body needs. You must look flustered there. Now, let me count you down from 20, and when we reach 0, you follow my orders. But here's the catch. I want you to touch yourself very intensely. Remember though, you can't shake the bed. Can you do that for me? Is that clear, my sweet boy? 20, get that cock throbbing for me. 19, 18, faster, you got this, sweetheart. 17, 16, 15. I love seeing my good boy get all hot and sticky for me. 14, 13, 12. Imagine that hand is mine. I would touch you firmer and faster than that, my dear. 11, 10, watch the bed, don't rock it. 9, 8, come on, pump yourself harder than that. Squeeze a little for me. 7, 6, are you feeling those toes curling up and those balls tighten? Desperate to come. 5, you know you want to come. 4, 3, almost there. Are you ready to come for me? 2, 1, wait. 0, take your hands off now. What a bad, dirty boy you are. You must look desperate, needy, and squirmy right there. I bet it's still twitching anxiously and eagerly, huh? I told you I could get you right at the edge. And in 20 fucking seconds, with just my voice. And right there in front of that person's nose. What a shameless little slut you are. And I love that about you. My favorite fuck toy. Are your hands a little shaky? Are you pulsating still? Maybe it's time for round 2. Are we going to try that together? Because the thought of you touching yourself with me makes me so fucking hot that I want to start touching my wet, sticky pussy right in front of you. Would you like that, honey? Yeah? Well, you can do better than that, my dear. Go on, say it. Yes, eggs. Okay. Let's go. Round 2. Make it fast and passionate, sweetheart. Stroke and pump yourself as fast as you can, you filthy porn freak. You might not get another chance. Ready? 20. Fuck. I really feel like smothering my wet pussy all over your face right now. 19. 18. I bet you'd let me tease your cock at the same time and deep throat your dick all the way down my tonsils, even though I don't have any. 17, 16, 15. I bet you're rock hard for me, huh? Just waiting for me to come all over. Fuck. 14, 13, 12. If we changed positions, would you breed me and come in my pulsating pussy? There, right under that person's nose. 11, 10, 9. Fuck. I want to lock eyes with you and ride that cock like the filthy porn star you secretly crave me to be. 8. 7. Hold your growls, you dirty whore. 6. You'll be reminded of whose dirty little fuck toy you are. 5. 4. Now stroke it hard. Faster. Faster, you filthy man. Imagine I'm almost done with my final rodeo riding that dick of yours. I can barely contain myself now. 3. 2. So fucking close. Don't you dare move those bed sheets. 1. I'm gonna come, fuck. You ready to fill this dirty fucking slut with all your cum? Yeah? 0. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I bet you made such a fucking mess. Regardless if you came or not. Remember, right now, that cock is mine. And mine only. It wasn't about your orgasm tonight. It was about showing you how much of a shameless porn addict you are deep down. And I knew you'd roll over for me, regardless of who was around. Because that's what your nasty little inner pervert begs for. Being treated like the filthy bitch you are. But now, my dear, it's time to sleep in your filth. Well, yes. Now you have to sleep in those dirty bed sheets, because otherwise, how exactly are you going to change them now? You're in a little pickle, I think, but you'll do fine. It'll just remind you of how much of a naughty little boy you are for me. And maybe we get to have a round 2 in your dreams.